how much time between the shot over the bow and the kill shot? An obvious question.
I'm afraid that the shot across the bow, which occurred on November 3rd of last year, is pretty darn close to a kill shot, which is a series of solar, very large solar flares, probably at the beginning of 2005. On your last show, and in the kill shot DVD, I mentioned that the chief signal, big red flag, the real harbinger of disaster and catastrophe on the Earth, where many things go wrong, we're overcome by events, and people die, is when a space shuttle is forced down to the deck by a meteor shower.
Oh, I remember that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the space shuttles are not flying until 2005. They were supposed to fly at the end of this year, but it's been postponed. I think STS 116 or something like that goes up, scheduled for March. But we know that when we see that, and the sun is covered with sunspots, it looks like it has the measles, and all kinds of meteors are coming down to the deck, so much so that the space shuttles cannot fly. That's when you need to be looking at wherever you need to go. Where you need to go is outlined, again, in the Killshot DVD, and that is generally speaking in areas that are historically demarcated by crop circles.
Well, Great Britain, other parts of Europe, much more so than this country, for example.
Not much more so than North America, though. Above 50 degrees, actually above 40 degrees, you start to get a lot of crop circle activity, particularly in southern Canada, in Saskatchewan, and to a certain degree, British Columbia.
Yeah, there have
particularly
been some.
Alberta and Saskatchewan.
Yep, there have been some up there.
There's been a lot up there. We just tend not to look that way because we're focused on the UK. But there's been a lot throughout. I actually paint this picture in the DVD. So that's why I did that, so people can know what to look for, what to expect, where to go.
So when the shuttle is forced down, the amount of time you'll have will be very short indeed, as in running time or what?
Probably about 3 months max.
Oh, 3 months.
Yeah.
I know this is the hardest part of remote viewing, is tying down exactly these timelines, but of course people obviously always want to know about this kind of thing.
Well, that's why my team looked at the nearest preceding recognizable event, large event, right?
Sure, sure.
And what popped out of that was that particular event, a space shuttle being forced down, back to having to abort a mission because meteors were endangering it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a unique event.
What percentage of people do you see surviving such an event, Ed?
I don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Will there be masses of humanity, masses left, or?
No, well, there'll be relative masses, but there'll be relative masses that don't make it through as well, too. For instance, what'll happen is for those of you on the dark side of the planet looking at the moon.
Yes, very quickly.
All of a sudden, the moon will look real bright and flash, right? Flash real bright. Well, that's a bad sign because the people on the day side
are having a real bad day.